Mini Test 2. 1. Astronomy. Listen to a lecture in an astronomy class.
All week we've been talking about the different characteristics of the inner planets. Just to refresh your memory, the inner planets are Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars. Today, however, I want to focus on another group of planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. These planets are known as the Jovian planets. The most immediately obvious characteristic that the Jovian planets share is that they are the most distant from the Sun. This is a significant point, and we'll discuss later in class how their position in relation to the Sun affects their makeup. But before we get to that, I want to touch upon some of the other characteristics that the Jovian planets have in common. The feature that really, by definition, all the Jovian planets share is that they're mostly made up of gas. In fact, another term for Jovian planets is gas giants, because they are made up of gas and they are huge. Anyway, if you think about what that means, you can probably guess that for these planets there is no crust or outer surface like, say, on Mars. You couldn't land on Jupiter or any of the Jovian planets. The atmospheres are mostly made up of helium and hydrogen. Does that sound familiar to you all? Maybe because it's very similar to the chemical makeup of the Sun. See, we don't completely understand the origins of the Jovian planets, but one theory is that they, the Jovian planets, may have come from the same stuff that formed our Sun. Interesting theory. If you read what's out there on the subject, you'll probably find it quite convincing. I mean, I haven't read anything that explains it better, really. What else do Jovian planets have in common? Well, in spite of their significant distance from the Sun, they still manage to have very hot cores. I think your textbook calls them rocky cores, but I think that's a little confusing, since the temperatures at the center of the planets melt the heavier elements found there. What I mean is that sometimes they are called rocky cores because that's where heavy elements such as nickel or iron can be found. But you shouldn't imagine that there's a solid ball of rock at the center of these planets, because at those temperatures, they are molten liquid rock. What else? Oh, right. Okay, so the last thing I wanted to mention is that all of the Jovian planets rotate very rapidly. Consider this. It only takes Jupiter 10 hours to rotate. And we all know it takes the Earth about 24 hours to rotate. Anyway, the fast rotations affect the wind patterns on Jovian planets. What happens is that the wind patterns are broken up into latitudinal or east-west bands. If you've ever seen pictures of Jupiter, you've probably seen the stripes that go across them. And on a more personal note, well, I find these to be the most beautiful planets in our solar system. The bands are pretty noticeable on all of the Jovian planets with the exception of Uranus.
1. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
All week we've been talking about the different characteristics of the inner planets. Just to refresh your memory, the inner planets are Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars.
What does the professor mean when he says this?
The inner planets are Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars.
Two. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
Anyway, if you think about what that means, you can probably guess that for these planets there is no crust or outer surface like, say, on Mars. You couldn't land on Jupiter or any of the Jovian planets. The atmospheres are mostly made up of helium and hydrogen. Does that sound familiar to you all?
Why does the professor say this?
Does that sound familiar to you all?
Three. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
See, we don't completely understand the origins of the Jovian planets, but one theory is that they, the Jovian planets, may have come from the same stuff that formed our Sun. Interesting theory. If you read what's out there on the subject, you'll probably find it quite convincing. I mean, I haven't read anything that explains it better, really.
Why does the professor say this?
I mean, I haven't read anything that explains it better, really.
Four. What is the professor's attitude toward the term gas giant? Five. What is the professor's opinion of the textbook's reference to a rocky core? Six. What does the professor think about the Jovian planets?